Wildfires are burning out of control in Northern California. They are torching homes and forcing thousands to evacuate. The Dixie Fire has now burned 322,000 acres, including much of the small town of Greenville. NPR's Kirk Sigler reports.
Until recently, the Dixie Fire had been burning in mostly remote wildlands, but that changed dramatically yesterday as erratic winds sent the flames racing toward whole communities around the popular vacation enclave of Lake Almanor. By late afternoon, an ominous emergency alert broke into local radio here. All residents of Greenville, California must leave now because emergency responders won't be able to get to you.
We lost Greenville tonight.
The local congressman, Doug LaMalfa, got emotional while addressing his constituents on Facebook.
There's just not words for how us and government haven't been able to get the job done.
Only a dramatic change in the weather will stop wildfires like this in this era of climate change. They're also burning through dense, overgrown forests built up from a legacy of suppressing fires. The Dixie Fire is the latest to rage in this mostly rural part of the Sierra Nevada that's been traumatized by huge and deadly wildfires since 2018.
It started at the same place Campfire did, which that's all people needed to hear.
Steve Crowder is the mayor of Paradise, California, which is still reeling from the campfire which killed 85 people. The Dixie Fire started in the same area, also likely due to down power lines.
It really is tough on people, and it's hard to watch people go through it again. And it just brings back all kinds of memories.
You can see the huge volcano-like plume of the Dixie Fire from out the back of Paradise Town Hall, though so far it's burning away from here. But people who have moved back in, like Stephen Murray, know that could easily change.
Last Thursday, I had my truck packed and I was ready to leave. Even though I rebuilt my home and all that, it's not worth staying.
He didn't, though. He's been making a living as a contractor, clearing out debris from burnt-out lots. But it's so dry here, you can only operate machinery in the early morning due to the threat of sparks igniting more fires.
I have a family to support. Unfortunately, the Dixie Fire's put me out of work for the last 20 days.
In the hot afternoon sun, obscured by dense smoke, he looks nervously at his neighbor's abandoned property overgrown with dry brush. But even if the Dixie Fire were to blow back this way, the irony is that Paradise today is actually pretty safe for now. New power lines are going underground. The new homes are being built to more fire-resistant code. And most of the forests are gone. Jim Brochiers is a longtime wildland fire chief who now runs the town's emergency services.
Yeah, this is a safer community and one of now, quite honestly, one of the safest in the Sierra.
Of course, this is of little solace to the thousands of campfire survivors who decided to leave Paradise and put their lives back together elsewhere.
Those suitcases, that's her stuff.
Yeah, that's we stay packed up.
Linda and Bob Oslin moved to a home about 30 minutes away from Paradise after losing everything in the campfire. They were then evacuated due to wildfires last summer, and they figure it's only a matter of time before they'll have to leave again.
You know, I have my suitcase ready to go, and I just live out of my suitcase.
Really?
Yeah, I do. I roll it.
Living
up like
out of their suitcases, and they have a two-way radio always on, so they'll know if they need to go.
This is our life. From, I would say, May to December.
And the Oslins know this could soon be their life year-round, as wildfire seasons are now a relic of the cooler past. Kirk Sigler, NPR News, Chico, California.